Jimmy Albertson, Atlanta. Good news and bad news. Good news is you rode well in the heat. Bad news is I saw a kid with a pair of beer optics. You will be billed for those. You cannot give them away to fans.
Yeah, well, you know what? I've been the top finishing beer athlete every single round this year. Even the one I didn't even line up at, I still was a top finishing beer athlete. So I figure, you know, I kind of own the company. So I can give out as many goggles as I want. And as well, you know, we've had some obligations, and I haven't signed any contracts yet. So any goggle companies listening to this interview.
All right, okay, yeah. All right, let's move on. Good job. Hey, what happened in the main? Where'd you crash?
I just washed my front end going into a corner, and it was kind of a silly crash. Just kind of slid out from underneath me, and I drove into the ground pretty hard. And I look up, my bike just kind of flipped down on me, and once I got up and going, it took me a while to start my bike, and then everything was tweaked up. By the time I got going, like I was almost getting lapped, and I went in, got stuff straightened out, and I stayed out there, which is a good thing because I think Canary ended up going out with some sort of issue, bike issue.
Flat tire.
So I scooped up that point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Another point in the championship.
Yeah, it's good. Never, it's never said and done until Vegas, you know.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Good ride in the heat, though. I thought you rode pretty good, strong.
I did. I mean, the heat.
Oh, wow, y'all. Oh, you're full of yourself, too. I did.
No, I did, but I also rode like a little bitch as well, all up rolled into one because I got close to Reed and I was like, almost like, oh, I can't pass him.
Shad Reed.
No, you don't pass 2-2. And I felt like I was going faster than him, which, you know, I was lap time wise. And you know, after that, I just kind of started thinking, oh, man, I'm in. Like, I should just go in. And that's the top guys. They don't ever think like that. They're always going forward. So I need to change my mental attitude this week and get it going.
All right, man. Hey, good job tonight. I don't care what your wife says. I thought it was all right.
Yeah, she's calling me every name in the book and wanting to fight people in the stands. You know, it just sucks because I feel like people don't understand how abusive she is towards me.
Yeah. And there's numbers you can call.
She's this nice, sweet person on the outside. And see, look, right now she's, like, giving me gestures saying she's going to, like, slit my throat and stuff. And I don't know.
There's 1-800 lines for that, like spousal abuse.
People don't understand. She's just a beast behind closed doors.
All right, thanks.
Okay, bye.